Okay, Doug, so tell me about when you joined the RAF.
Oh, well, eventually I got old enough and off I went down to the West Country, places turned up that I'd never been to before, Torquay and so on, eventually to Newquay, where I was presented with this wonderful blue uniform. I thought it was a jolly long way from aeroplanes. It got so bad that some of us used to put our arms out straight and go running along hoping we might take off. Anyhow, we were there for a while until we went up to Glasgow and got onto a troop ship. Off we went down the Atlantic and called in at Durban. Eventually onto some sort of train and two or three days on the train ended up in Rhodesia. At least it was Rhodesia in those days. It's something else now. And there they were on this aerodrome, the Tiger Moth. Wonderful machine, noisy, nice though. We then started to do this business of learning to fly. Took me a long time. Jolly aeroplane didn't seem to do what I wanted it to. After that, the Harvard went to another station, flew the Harvard, which was a beautiful aeroplane. An American trainer, powerful, had undercarriage which came up and flaps that came down and propellers which were constant speed. Oh, it was just terrific. You could aerobat it, you could low fly it, when you weren't supposed to, but you could, and have a wonderful time. Formation flying, practice bombing, so on and so forth. And I thought, lovely, I'm going to be a fighter pilot.